Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I was in disbelief reading heavy criticism about Al Avila in our local newspapers. And then I was in delight because, well, it wasn't a columnist who did it. It was the beat writer. It was Anthony Fenech. And he put Al on a rotisserie like he was at Yaya's in Lansing. You got to be kidding me. This was full spit roast. MLB front offices exposed Tigers deadline mistakes. You got me. Oh, you keep the charbroiler on. I mean, oh, buddy. The end result was another missed opportunity aided by self-inflicted issues in marketing their players, a lack of creativity in finding the best return for the players, and, of course, the shrinking market, which has long been the Tigers' explanation for not bringing back significant hauls. Oh, we are off to a big start. Over the past 3 years, the Tigers, led by Avila, who received an extension on July 5th, had shown no sense or feel for timing when moving their players. I mean, you got me. I don't even have blood in the lower half of my body. Two seasons ago, they were, spit roast. They were aggressively approached about Michael Fulmer, who was coming off the AL Rookie of the Year award, blah, 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 blah. According to multiple persons with knowledge of the talks, the Cubs offered shortstop Javi Baez as a part. The Astros offered Alex Bregman. Those are two of the top five players under 25 in baseball. Do you remember when that bearded freak, loudmouth New Yorker who hosts the afternoons at 97.1 was screaming for them to trade Fulmer? Do you remember that? What? You think I'm going to read something like this and not have something to say? The minute you started selling back in 17, it was a rebuild. What did you do? You held on to Michael Fulmer. As I screamed for you to deal him, you imagine Javi Baez, one of the most exciting players in the game, and Bregman just straight mashes. Now, turning those deals down is a fireable offense, as is. But then you just get, well, it gets worse. I mean, what happened? I mean, last year you basically killed Castellanos' trade value. Some people are critiquing you for not packaging Green with Casty or Boyd with Green. Oh, wait, you promised Boyd you weren't dealing him a week before the deadline. I told you what someone we know in a Yankee organization had said about dealing with you. You know what's funny? When I say it, it's cool. You can disregard it. I don't care. I'm not a beat writer. I don't waste my time down there. But, like, someone tells me, no, Mike, they didn't just ask for Gleyber. They asked for Gleyber and Domingo Herman. I go, come on, that can't be real. I'm telling you. Well, now, Fenech in his piece, here's what it's like to deal with the Tigers. An NL executive said their price on Boyd, quote, borderline comical. An AL executive on their reluctance to budge, quote, impossible to deal with. Like, how many languages does it have to be said? Your GM isn't any good at his gig, period. That's my opinion. You can do whatever you want. You want to tell yourself it's the first year of a rebuild? Fine. I'll tell you, the day you dealt Cespedes and the day you started selling was the beginning of the rebuild. Your GM's been on the job for 4 years. What does he have to show for? His free agent signings have been deplorable. I made fun of the Zimmerman thing the day you signed it. You think I'm relenting now? Oh, wait, I know. Mike Pelfrey for two, when I don't know a human being with a brain that would have signed him for one. Oh, I know, Jody Mercer, Josh Harrison, the corpses of Matt Moore and Tyson Ross. Like what? The free agent signings stink. There hasn't been a trade where anybody believes you've been a big winner. And now the deadline passed, all the trade chips are gone except for Boyd. And Boyd, according to anyone in baseball who knows what they're doing, the value for Boyd would never have been higher than at 359 on Wednesday. Never. Unless you believe he's carrying a K rate of 12 point something per nine ever again in his career. Unless you believe a team will be more desperate in December to add him than in the midst of a playoff chase. I mean, listen, first of all, I don't know how the sausage was made behind this. I don't know how Anthony writes about the extension being good a month ago and then crushes him today. I'm going to stick with today. Good for him. Because I tell you one thing right now, this piece that Anthony wrote today, find me the last time Wojo wrote something this impactful. This thing's picked up by every outlet out there because it says something. Because it calls Avila and this organization out for what they are. This, in my opinion, this is amateur hour. It's how I feel. And Al can prove me wrong by turning this around. And Al can prove me wrong by having all of this work out smashingly. And I'll look like an idiot. But I don't work for the team. I don't have to say nice things. I don't have to believe in you. I'm a skeptic. I'm a cynic. Don't ask me to believe in you until you show me. List the good moves that Al has made. List them. You want to say Casey Mize? I'll tell you Hatchett could have made that pick. A college pitcher at number one in the draft. What are we going to do, take Joey Bart? I'm sorry. But this is just, I mean, that's almost like you're going to give Avila credit if he drafts Torkelson, the kid out of Arizona State this year. You're going to have the number one pick. He's a great college hitter at Arizona State. Plus, his name's Torkelson. I'll take it. You don't get credit for that. Show me a trade he's made that matters. Show me a shrewd acquisition. Show me anything. But if these reports are true, and call it what it is, you got a beat writer putting his balls on the block. He's saying you turned down Baez, you turned down Bregman. I'm assuming that's true, or your career's over. If that's true, Al should be fired. Then again, he was given an extension, which is a black mark on Chris Illich. Sorry how I feel. Not sorry. And if I get one more effing call about how it's too early to talk about Al's moves, I'm going to smash your face in. He's been a GM for 4 years. What do you think? You bottomed out by accident? Give me a move of impact. Give me something he's done well. Give it to me. Give it to me. I'm like the guy in Wedding Crashers, snack sandwich. No, 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 no. Give it to me. Name it. Name the move. What are you going to sell me? Some D-list trade like Mike Fiers for a sweet onion chicken teriyaki? 248-539-9797. Here. Snack lunch. You want to defend this guy? Go ahead. I'd prefer if you get lost. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.